Michigan's surging auto industry is front and center this week in Detroit. But young Americans may be a shrinking part of the hoopla. Statistics from Edmunds.com, an online car shopping site, show Americans aged 18 to 34 account for just over 10% of new car sales. It's a segment the auto industry is concerned may be shifting to a lifestyle less reliant on cars. A host of factors appear to be involved. Bridge Magazine reporter Rick Haglund writes about the phenomena in the latest edition, and we welcome Rick to Current State. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Mark. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. You cite several factors in this trend toward being car-free, in particular for young people. What are a few of the key ones?
Well, some of them are economic. The millennial generation, people aged 18 to 31, are having a difficult time getting into the workforce. They're actually living with their parents at record rates. There was a statistic that came out from the Pew Research Center that found out that in 2012, 36% of people in that age group were still living with their parents. Of course, some of them were, you know, still in school, that sort of thing. But they're economically coming out of the gate a little slower than their parents' generation did. There's also some lifestyle changes, people moving into cities where they don't need a car and actually see a car as being sort of a hassle. Lifestyle changes, back in the 1960s and 1970s, boys and young men in particular were really into cars, customizing them, and couldn't wait to get their first car, first driver's license. And that's changed. People seem to be a little more interested in other things, video games and electronic devices and what have you. So you add that all up, and there's some changes going on.
Sounds like the romance with cars might be at risk here, at least for younger people. Then
it seems like it. It's hard to say. I mean, anecdotally. I have kids, and I know a lot of young adults, and I don't see too many of them that are, you know, really really into cars these days the way that I think you and I probably were.
Yeah. How are the car companies responding to this trend?
Well, they're sort of taking a wait-and-see attitude about it to some degree. I don't think they buy into it as much as some of the people who've done some research into this have. Their general view is that kids will eventually get jobs. They'll get back into the workforce. They'll start forming families, and once that starts happening, they're going to buy cars just like every previous generation has.
But you also write that everyone, not just young people, is driving less. Is it known what accounts for that?
Well, that's true. It's across the board, regardless of age. Some of it has to do with lifestyle changes, the urbanization of America. There's more telecommuting, aging population in which, once the kids are gone, you don't need as many vehicles in your household, and the kids who left may not be buying them. Mickey Maynard, who I quote in the Bridge story, uses a term that she calls driving light, where people are not necessarily totally giving up their cars, but they're not driving them as much as they used to. And they're using the car as part of a bigger transportation portfolio in which they might be using their bicycles, walking, using car sharing services such as Zipcar and that sort of thing.
Very interesting. I'd imagine the car companies are eager for younger people's salaries and job prospects to improve. Do they think that'll happen?
Well, they really do. I mean, they see this as sort of a temporary lull. We've gone through this huge recession in which the percentage of young people buying new cars went way down. It started to come up a little bit in 2012. They recovered quite a bit of the losses, but then last year went down again. So it's a little unclear where the trend exactly is going, but obviously the car companies need younger people to buy cars again, because the older people in the market have only got so many more cars to buy in their lifetime.
We're talking with Bridge Magazine reporter Rick Haglund about young Americans' changing views toward automobiles. It seems a family still needs a car in many, many cases, and young people are delaying getting married and starting families. How big a part of this is that?
Well, the car companies say that's a big part of it, that they firmly believe that once these young people finally do get into the market, they're going to create households, they're going to have children, they're going to move to the suburbs, just like everybody else did in generations before, and they're going to need cars. And there's a lot of truth to that. It's pretty tough to get your kid to soccer practice on the train or the bus.
Overall, it's very interesting, though, because there's all kinds of mixed signals here emerging from this. Overall, car sales in the United States are up.
Well, that's true. And one of the reasons for that is that new car sales actually make up a fairly small percentage of overall sales of vehicles. Far more people buy used cars than new cars. But they also represent kind of a smaller segment of the consumer spending dollar. Car companies have really moved upscale to some degree. They're last year they sold, I think, 15.6 million cars and trucks, but there's over 100 million households in the United States. So a relatively small share of households actually bought new cars. And a lot of it is replacement vehicles. The average age of the vehicle is at record levels. It's about 11 years. So a lot of the people who bought cars actually bought them to replace older vehicles, whether they really wanted to buy a new car or not.
I'm wondering if the manufacturers' focus on technology in cars is in part driven by a desire to lure more young people. Is that conceivable to you?
Yes, it is, and they do talk about that. I mean, to some degree, the car has kind of become an iPad on wheels. It's got all sorts of technology inside of it. Things that you can do in front of your computer at home, you can do in your car.
Yeah.
Whether that's a good thing at all times or not is another question. But yes, technology is one area where they're really looking at to draw in younger buyers.
I have to ask if you've made it to the auto show yet.
I haven't yet. I'm a veteran of about 20 years of coverage of auto shows. I didn't go this year, but hoping to make it this week as a civilian.
I'll probably see you there. That's my plan as well. We want to thank Rick Haglund of Bridge Magazine for joining us here today on Current State. Rick, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.